Here's Kevin Shortsleeve to take us under the sea and up in the air to celebrate the birthday of Jules Verne.
Jules Verne is widely regarded as the father of science fiction. Born in 1828 in Nantes, France, Verne came of age during the Industrial Revolution, when inventions and inventors captured the imaginations of many. Trained as a lawyer, Verne achieved success as the author of such well-known works as 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Around the World in 80 Days, From the Earth to the Moon, Journey to the Center of the Earth, and The Floating Island. It has been said that one of the reasons Verne's books were so successful was because of the care he took to make his fantastic creations appear believable. He traveled widely and conducted meticulous scientific inquiries when working on his novels. While writing The Floating Island, Verne wrote to his brother, a sailor, to ask advice. His letter reads, "Do you think that, theoretically and ideally speaking, it would be possible to steer the island without a rudder, but with a system of propellers on starboard and port sides driven by dynamos generating 1,000,000 horsepower? Because Verne attempted to ground his creations realistically, it is perhaps no great surprise that so many of his inventions and prophecies came true in the 20th century. Before they were invented, Verne imagined helicopters, dirigibles, neon lights, air conditioning, skyscrapers, guided missiles, tanks, the aqualung, submarines, airplanes, and space travel. In one novel, he even describes a television. He called it a phono-telephoto. In his book Round the Moon, he suggests a trip to the moon would take 97 hours and 20 minutes. 105 years later, Apollo 11's four-day journey to the moon took nearly exactly the predicted amount of time. Verne's novel even ends with a splashdown in the Pacific. Yet Verne's most enduring achievement may be the effect he had on the big screen. One of the first fiction films ever made was 1902's A Trip to the Moon. In the 1950s, sci-fi crazy Americans rushed in flocks to see fantastic adventures such as Journey to the Center of the Earth. And from novels like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, we meet for the first time the prototypical mastermind James Bond-type villain, Captain Nemo, whose diabolical plans include the creation, at any cost, of a perfect society. Today, Jules Verne is still with us. Bearing witness to recent innovations in virtual reality and web technology, we might remember that Verne wrote, "Everything I invent, everything that I imagine, will always fall short of the truth, because there will come a time when the creations of science will outstrip those of imagination."